So is it mailbag time, you think?
Let me check my watch.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you know what it's time for? It's time for mailbag!
Mailbag! Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
That's not mailbag. Okay.
That's not the mailbag I know.
It is now, bitches.
Alright, time to open up some PMs. Alright. This first one is going to be Yoshi's.
Okay. Right. Oh, what's the question again?
I have no fucking clue.
It doesn't matter. Nobody answers it anyway.
Yeah, it's not like anybody ever goes anywhere near the point. The question is, what should Soap and Rick do to piss off next to piss off everyone? Obviously, ban Krem.
Promoted cannon fodder, right?
Yeah, just ban Krem. And sub question is, what is your opinion on internet piracy?
Ooh, internet pirates. Yar. Don't they have cyber ships that sail the cyber seas?
Yar har, fiddle dee. Life of a pirate is the life for me. Do what you want. The pirate is for you. You are a pirate. Yoshi, go to town! Also, I forgot to put the person's name, but it's like almost impossible to say, so whatever.
Okay.
Here.
Hi, Gooies. I'm posting from my new school, and it's great. Fuck, man, I'm having the time of my life, man. I'm in this class called T, O with an umlaut, L, 103, N. I'm learning Java. There, it's great. Isn't it great? Question mark, exclamation mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, exclamation. Okay. Shit, man. I don't know if I CN seriously answer your question, but damn, I would have to say God, because he's a posser and a god. Ook. Oh man, Kenny Fada, my man. I DK if I want to imagine you dead, because you cool, man, you cool. And this actually sounds like it's from the last mailbag.
No, it's not actually this one. He mailed it late.
And he's answering the last mailbag's question.
He mailed it late.
Okay.
Wait, was that? Ah! Ya Dagon, Ya Hydra, Cthulhu Fathagon. Ah! And, yeah, that's
so if you wanna step in and show this fool how to say that?
Sure, whatever the shit this fuck is.
Here.
If we could get Kenny Man here, he could probably say it flawlessly.
Ah, Dagon! Ah, Hydra! Cthulhu Fathagon!
Dude, you just summoned the apocalypse, you know that?
Here you go. Should have saved this one for Yoshi. Oh well. There you go, Soap.
Okay, here it comes. Okay, this one's from Yoshi348.
Ooh.
Obviously, get gay married. Wait, that wouldn't work with POS. Not get gay married? Sub question. I don't know, I feel way too many people use piracy way too often and too frivolously. For me, there's a line between just wanting to play a game and using the additional features such as the stuff we use to make our image fest and stuff. It's not exactly a fleshed out opinion, but it's mine. Deal with it. It's the deal with it emoticon, by the way. So picture Yoshi putting on his sunglasses or something right there.
Yeah,
boy. Alright. Let's see here. I'm gonna let Saber in Blue read this one. Because he's sneaking. I can see his ass hiding in the corner of this podcast. Get out here.
Special guest.
Yeah.
Dude, how'd this faggot get in?
I don't know. He came in through the back door.
use of the word backdoor intended.
Backdoor emoticon.
This one is from Cannon Fodder. And it says, make Spat hyperadmin and turn POS into a community dedicated to Cannon Fodder, colon, yes, colon. Some answer, get UR ship, stop the pirates, only way to win is gunfire.
What?
Yeah, I don't understand either.
I don't mailbag understand. Rules.
Get your ship, stop the pirates, only way to win is gunfire.
If that's Nickelback lyrics, then we have our answer.
Alright, I'll let SK read this one. He's also hiding somewhere in here, isn't he?
What?
Yay! They're just coming out of the woodwork and shit.
What did I do?
You get to
Why is Skype open? What's this? Oh, I gotta PM. Hold on.
Yep.
Subject. Blank. Oh. From Christian Weston Chandler. Star date. August 26th, 2009. Tard Rage. One thing is for sure. You better not call me Ian Brandon something. I am Christian Weston Chandler. So get into your damn fucking skull and call me by the real name that God has been given to me and the bear at Regency Square Shopping Center during 1989. You damn fucking bastard.
Jeez, Ian. Sorry about that.
Alright, I guess I should read one. You and Saber can stick around for mailbag. We can just keep tossing them around like, because we got a few of them.
You know, mailbag replies.
Yeah, like fucking mailbag replies, son. Oh, goddamn, I got the long one. From Jagger G. JaggerG@gmail.com. He says, hey guys, long time no fake post. Regardless, thanks for the summer free time. There seems to be a rise in mailbag entries. Good job filling up that time slot. Thumbs up. As for my podcast question, I'm curious about your opinions on the end of summer break and its impact on POS content in the near future. Do you think the content is going to severely diminish, as I fear? Let's go ahead and answer that before I finish the rest of his letter. Okay, gentlemen, what is your opinions on summer break's impact on POS?
Well, it's hard for me to tell anymore because I'm like doing an internship and I don't have a summer break or anything anymore, so it's not going to affect me any. But
are any of us in school?
Soap's in college, yeah, but he isn't really in the summer break thing. Did you have a summer break or no?
I had one that was split into some pieces.
Yeah.
It's not going to affect me in any.
We all have no lives.
Yeah, we're older. And lifelessly.
We're older, and yet we still don't have anything better to do. It's kind of sad, really. He goes on to say, I forget if I left off on a really good mailbag reply or a really crappy one, so forgive me if this is out of order. For the main question, I think Soap and Rick should unban your average Joe.
I wonder.
That's just crazy enough to work. For the
maybe next you should have
Ban Isaiah.
Oh my god. For the sub question, I've never been big into piracy, but I do tend to lurk IRC like an internet ninja. So it may be tough to gather the necessary motivation to actually plunder some booty over the internet, even though it can be found all over the place. Good luck in the future of the site. I honestly have enjoyed a lot of the actual content.
Well, that's good. but aren't internet ninjas supposed to be against internet pirates?
He's more of like an apathy ninja.
Oh.
An excellent point.
Rick, before you go on, refresh the mailbag thing. You've got a couple new entries, probably.
I wonder how you know!
Oh, because they're mine. That's why.
Oh. Okay.
I forgot to put a few in.
That rocks. I'm
well, okay. I mean, a couple of the ones that have been put in so far have been mine, but...
Did you tell everybody in Melee to spam the podcast?
Did you do the all caps?
I won't say. And I certainly have no comment on that Christian Weston Chandler one.
Alright, this one is for Yoshi.
From Ben on 1615, 30th August. From Gen Bayman at rootbeer.dreamhost.com, which should not be happening. Hire still cannon exists. Fodder, oh snap. JK, CFOD, we are homeboys. My opinion on internet piracy is it needs more battles. Yeah, this is mailbag reply.
Maybe he's making a One Piece joke there, because, you know, One Piece is about pirates and internet piracy is about pirates.
Maybe. Oh. I mean, I don't get those jokes, because
ASO on hit the go root. Blow. I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed now.
Okay, you have fun with that.
Goodbye. I love you for a long time.
Mr. 2, Pirate Bay.
Alright, this one is for Soap.
Oh man, here we come. From Ben at Gen Bayman again. It's the same guy, I guess. Ooh. Oh, I guess that was like the entire joke. Ha ha! This is what happens when you don't listen to the podcast first, Ben. You end up making yourself look like a grade-A chump.
He made the joke about hiring cannon fodder. And that's what the whole reason why we made the topic what it was.
Ben, right now, I've got two thumbs up in front of me, and my thumbs ups are wearing sunglasses.
Holy shit, that would be awesome.
Does it say deal with it on them?
No, but it can, if you believe.
The heart of the card.
I will believe.
Are you still here, Saber?
I am here.
Alright, it was SK who went off to sleep.
Yeah, SK left. SK is a pussy. We're in the same fucking time zone.
He's still here. Run.
SK has to read my reply.
Okay. Well, only if you save us from reading a Your Average Joe reply.
All right.
I think it's a fair trade. Also, why are you trying to be a fucking late night DJ? Why are you rocking, like, the low grooves voice?
That's his Don't Wake the Parents voice.
Don't wake daddy. Yeah, after I read the first, my dad comes in all, fucking, and so I have to, you know.
You gotta pimp the stealth voice.
From Your Average Joe. I say they should take some dead, unused account and give it admin powers, but change up its passwords would be Rick's alt account. I think it's overrated compared to the much cooler internet ninjery. Oh, I guess that was a sub-question. Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Well, okay, well, answered the questions, but...
Yeah, I've never been one to actually use alternate accounts.
And why would that even piss anybody off?
I don't know. Maybe if I made Soap my alternate account.
Oh, I already have an alternate account, so...
Name?
I've got us covered. No, it's not name. There's another account. This account is active. I won't say who it is, but...
It was
I knew it all along! You're actually Krem, aren't you?
Secret's out, Rick.
Alright. This one will be mine.
Like how you managed to get your alt account into the real world.
Yeah. Robots.
Yeah. The worst part of maintaining that alt account was playing World of Warcraft.
From Dr. Maximilian PhD. Maximilian Power at Melanator.com.
To be completely honest, I would think Soap Hunter Open King Rick actually stepping down as admins would cause the most chaos, particularly as they are such an integral part of the community. Keeping the actual website running smoothly, as well as adding features and providing entertainment. On the subject of internet piracy, I think artists providing part of their portfolio free of charge always makes for good publicity. Take the various bands of MySpace, for instance. Disregarding its use by teenagers as a hive of cum and self-cuttery, most of
you,
most of them provide full songs and are either on album or otherwise never make it outside of their practice space. Despite not earning them any concrete revenue, many bands have reported as using it as a great marketing tool. Good job, Maximilian Powers.
You had a scholarly reply to some dumbass question we made up when we were drunk.
So, we should just step down.
Yeah, let's do that. Hold on, let me go in Melee right now and ask who wants to replace us.
Cannon Fodder's gonna be there, you know it.
Okay, let's see what happens. Okay, whoever responds is getting banned.
It's a trap!
You've activated my trap card.
I'm gonna go post a link to that.
Okay, somebody needs to bite right here. Come on, Melee.
We're fishing. We're fishing. Gotta be quiet. You've gotta be patient.
Alright.
And you'll get the fish.
I have that macro of Akbar screaming it's a trap as soon as someone says something. I'm gonna hit enter.
Yeah, make that be the ban message.
Well, no, it wouldn't work because that.
Oh no, I've got a ban message already. I've got on my clipboard ready to paste it.
All right. Anyway, let's go on. Let's see here.
Yeah, I'll watch Melee.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just give this one to Soap then.
Yeah, I'm going to keep an eye on Melee as well. Oh, shit. This one's from God. God at MeleeNator.com.
You figured he would just get his own.
Well, at least he's not Super God.
Also, as a little detour, Biospark said in Melee that he doesn't want to, so I'm not going to kick him because he didn't really bite on, I guess.
No, you gotta make him an admin for that.
Right, anyway, from God. Dude, not cool. I didn't create you guys for this shit.
Sorry, God. Our bad.
I guess God saw Coral Mayhem.
Oh, I'm fucking
either
taking
that
this one.
Be just that pissed about Cannon Fodder.
Well, see, what it is, we showed him CWC and we're basically rubbing it in that he made a mistake.
Oopsies.
I'm totally taking this one. I don't care whose turn it is. From Junior Podcast Spammer.
Yes!
Ah, that
oh,
guy.
Boy.
I think I can at spam.com. I love this guy. Soap and Rick should replace Kermit with a GIF that is the entire The Room movie they pirated with internet piracy.
Hey, Spammer, you actually replied to the question, kind of, sort of, that's not in the rule book.
Hey, he's trying. Give him a break.
Is. Yeah.
You know,
but, you know, I feel you have to be tough with people so that you draw out their criticism.
That's
and you
true.
Draw out the best in them.
So you break them out
maybe,
of love.
Maybe he's trying to give us a little false sense of security. Like, he's just going to slam us with total spam next time or something.
Man.
The Room is a great movie, though.
I'd be impressed if he did that. That might be able to go up to senior mailbag okay, spammer. Also, I think Jane.
Uh oh.
We have a bite. We have a bite.
What? What? What?
All right. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, you totally kicked him before Rick posted the back row. Good job.
There. There you go. Also, is God, I just suddenly got it. Spatulator finally has done something to annoy me beyond all things. He set his greet message to random lyrics.
Oh, you just now realized that?
He's
the official Superman seal of approval.
He's
and the official saber appear of oh God, make it stop.
He usually just says random lyrics in Wonder Garden, which I idle at now.
Yeah, the other thing is you can type in this.
Yoshi's going to show you how to do it, and he's also causing it to happen again.
Hey, you guys want to find see a really good one?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I saw that in the quote of the update.
He's got a million of them, and they're awesome. Anyway,
you're kidding.
Anyway, we need to actually do something with the podcast, so I don't feel like editing all this out. Yeah. This next one is going to Yoshi.
All right.
And it's a long one.
Okay, subject. From Grizzly Pox on 127, 7th of September. Oh, wow, you sent it at 1 a.m. And it's from gpizox@gmail.com. I found that pissing people off...
I thought you died.
...generally get people to like you better. Maybe this is a tightly knit community that may not care about expansion, but is it going to be like this forever? I guess you guys may be sick enough to actually like Pokemon porn, and that's none of my business to judge morally, but it's all that you're ever going to care about? Aren't you going to sick of only seeing the same people every day? You're going to run out of fresh material eventually. Sub-question. I think that, like any kind of theft, there's amount people half expect to be stolen, but I think society understands that people need to make money, and if they like things they pirate, they often go out and buy it once they can afford it. I doubt very many people believe piracy is right, but I think its impact is overestimated. Now, question, is that anti, or is that anti-fake post, or is that just fake post?
I'm going with Akuma.
Sorry, guys, I gotta go with Akuma on this one.
Yeah, I think that might be Akuma. Or whoever is secretly Akuma. Because I still say that guy is a fucking troll account. Let's see here. Next one's for Soap. Let's, ooh.
Yeah, that really is much more Akuma.
Okay, this one's from Thomas, whose email address is thanks@yahoo.com.
Zombies!
God damn it!
Rick rolled. Okay, go ahead.
I'm waiting for the rest to paste.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there's the line. There's no crying in baseball.
There's no crying in zombies.
Rick, you did it to yourself that time.
You know, one of these podcasts, every time someone says Rick, I'm just going to blast a Rick roll in the background.
You said the secret word!
Wee-woo, wee-woo, wee.
So yeah, guys, apparently there's no crying in baseball.
Oh. Is there crying in tennis?
Alright, let's see here.
Actually, there is in fact crying in tennis.
Well,
it's worth 3 points.
Well, tennis is fairly gay.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Well, we're fairly good gay, too.
I'm sorry. Tennis is fairly homosexual. Subject from Eye of the Tiger. Eye of the Tiger at yahoo.com says, pissing everyone off, huh? If anyone could do it, I'm sure Soap and Rick can.
Maybe they're going to do a video podcast and dress up in furry costumes.
Do it.
Oh, Lord.
If I was the kind of person who had a furry costume handy, I'd be all over that offer.
Luckily,
I'm going to just get a Pikachu costume one of these
days.
Oh,
Becky has one.
Oh, God.
We had Krem in it once.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what happened to the pictures. I swear those are odd. Okay. They're around here somewhere.
Package now.
No, I mean, like, she had taken pictures with her camera. If she can find the pictures, I'm going to upload them. It's a really sad Pikachu costume. It's kind of crappy.
Rough.
Anyway, internet piracy isn't so bad. If people deserve to make money off something, they're going to do. If not, then the pirates are only hurting themselves. I'm not sure if that's grammar, but whatever.
It is not grammar.
Okay.
Thanks. It was never grammar.
Twisted and evil.
Alright.
John Freeman over here.
And we'll let... Who did you want to read yours, Saber?
SK.
SK.
Well, he's kind of gone, so...
No, he just said something. Didn't he?
Good job paying attention there, Rick.
Hey, well, you know what? You said you were going to bed.
He was being fake posting.
Hey, you know what? I'm being fake posting.
Thought you could guy from USA escaping? I don't think so.
All right.
So you have something for me to read?
No, I'm giving the first one to Soap, then the next one is yours. The Saber one is last. This is second to last. Soap, it's all yours.
Okay, this one's from not SK. It's in capital letters. So is the rest of the reply. The email address is not@s.k. This is not a late reply! You should make Mr. Happy an admin. That would rule. K rule.
What?
Like your voice there.
That was a good voice. Why aren't you doing Earthbound Video Fest with me?
That's my screaming SK voice, I guess.
That's exactly what I sound
like. Tarded Mandark.
Why didn't you do that in Boomhauer voice?
I'm not experienced enough with Boomhauer voice.
I don't know if I can do Boomhauer. I think I'm going to practice on it before I actually attempt.
Boomhauer, I say it, but now we're going to go over here and we'll move on to my mailbag.
Hey, no fair, you're actually in Texas.
Yeah.
There you go, SK, you get the last one.
Dang on, Saber and Blue, gmail.com.
No.
Oh shit, it's September 10th. And tomorrow we have to use that emoticon all day. Okay.
Oh, wow.
This reply is from a gay man at gmail.com. The text, it says, make POS a pay site. Sub question, if the bat wants to play, we'll play.
Wow. Nice putting effort into it, Saber. Good
Wait,
job.
Hey, a picture is worth a thousand words.
It's a gay guy? I thought it meant Cruz.
Oh.